If I don't quite understand. ProgProg.com on his radio show Transatlantic Express. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you. you can't beat a bit of Sabbath. As, of course, Ferries Wear Boots. Classic from Paranoid, what, 1970 or something like that? And we started the show off with, Ferries Wear Boots, Tomorrow's Dream, also in there from 1972. What can you say about Sabbath that's not been said this week already? You know, one of the most influential bands of the time. Yeah, you could say that. Definitely got into Black Sabbath. Of the main four, when we were in high school, it was Black Sabbath, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin. And for me, it was Status Quo at first. And then it was Thin Lizzy. But Sabbath was right there. I remember listening to Paranoid in high school in about 1975. I'm thinking, what the hell is this? What the hell is this? So a big hello to whoever that is on my Twitch. I can't see. No, I can't read that. It's too small. But anyway, every Friday, yeah, we're on every Friday, 12 till 2 Pacific, which is 3 Eastern and 8 p.m. in the UK. Yeah, we're about halfway through. And we're playing a tribute to Sabbath, or Ozzy, right now, because, of course, Ozzy passed away earlier this week. And we have also played some Bad Company, because the guitarist Mick Ralphs passed away about a month ago, but I've been trying to fit it in. A little tribute to Mick Ralphs. And then we have a tribute to the guitar player from Golden Earring. Coming up, we're going to play their album Cut in a bit. To close out the show. So I hope you're enjoying the show wherever you are in the world. We do go out on twitch.tv/Ian in Vancouver. When we're live, it doesn't get recorded or anything. And then we also go out, obviously, on houseofprog.com. And then rebroadcast on House of Prog Tuesdays, 6 Pacific. Then it also goes out on CJSF 90.1 around the Lower Mainland on Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. And yeah, so where you go out into the world. So the tracks you're listening to are actually ripped from vinyl from the compilation album We Sold Our Souls for Rock and Roll. So if you want to get into Sabbath, that if you can track that down, it's a double album set. And it's a very good compilation. I think it was put out just after Ozzy left Sabbath, or it was around that period. And it features some tracks from pretty well the first 5 albums, I think. So anyway, let's move on. This next one was also done by one of my favorite performers, Charles Bradley. And I maybe should have played that one. But anyway, this is Sabbath in a little quieter mood. A beautiful song. This is Ozzy and Sabbath. And their amazing track Changes.